I'm Brad.
I'm Justin.
Still no Michael.
Where is Michael? It has been 2 weeks now. Real cool.
Hold on. I got this.
And I'm Michael.
Whoa, that was good.
We are the Cinema Guys.
Welcome to the show. Made up a little dance this week.
I saw that. That was pretty good.
I was pretending as if I was in a hula hoop and going around and then sticking out my tongue.
Well, in lieu of Michael's absence, where we still can't find him.
Yeah, I think we should get another person.
We do. We have our first cinemaiden?
Cinemaiden.
Ashley.
A girl
here on the Cinema Guys.
They've only seen like one of those in their whole lives.
I know. Ashley, thanks for coming. I've actually been to several movies with Ashley. Ashley is a fellow nerd, loves Star Wars. Although you have some weird holes in your geekdom, for instance.
Oh,
Game
yeah, like
of Thrones.
I hate Harry Potter.
Hold on, what? I didn't know you hated Harry Potter.
The books, not the movies. That's different.
You hate the books?
Yeah.
Have you read said books?
I don't know if she can be a guest
you
anymore.
You read all seven.
Stop.
You read all seven and you hate them.
I've read the first half of all seven and I hate
them. Hold on. So you
first
read
half.
The first half. Is that like one through three and a half? Or no, you read the first half of every book.
First half of every book.
Well, you didn't. You probably feel like there's no conclusion to the story.
I don't know.
It's like a half story.
So you read. I did not know that you've read the first half of every Harry Potter book and you hate them.
Yeah.
And I know you don't do Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no.
You're not a Doctor Who person.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, you are.
I hate the 12th Doctor.
And you're Buffy?
I'm not a Buffy, I'm not
right?
a Doctor Who person. I never got into Doctor Who.
Oh, you're
Who.
Kicked off.
Buffy, though. Buffy's enough to glue everyone together.
Yeah, Buffy's enough. Xander.
Buffy's enough.
Buffy's enough.
Anyways, Ashley, and she went and saw a movie with us last week.
Yeah, we went to see Resident Evil. But before we move on, I just got a message from Michael.
Wow. Where's he at?
I don't know. Let's play it and find out.
Michael, sorry I wasn't able to record last week's split episode. Unfortunately, I'm not able to be there tonight. You see, 2 weeks ago, I got taken. Yeah, I was at home. A couple guys broke into the house and took me. Spent a week, didn't really know where I was. I woke up a couple days ago and I appear to be in some sort of compound with a bunch of other people. This eccentric billionaire keeps coming around, and I assume he's a billionaire. I mean, it's a pretty big place. But that hasn't been too bad. I've been watching some movies here and there. You know, got Netflix and stuff like that. I caught up on watching one of my movies from last year, Nice Guys. I really enjoy. You know, Russell Crowe, Ryan Gosling, a lot of fun. Good script by Shane Black. It's an overall good time, but I'm not really sure where I'm at. See a lot of palm trees, a lot of desert. He's going to be back pretty soon. I mean, I just kind of took his phone for a little bit and thought I'd check in with you guys. So hopefully I'll find some time next week to let you know what I've been watching and catch up. But, send help. Grab Liam Neeson or something. I heard he's got a special set of skills, but... he's coming back. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Wow.
Michael has been taken.
Jeez,
man, that's extreme.
I'm glad he still found time to
see
movies.
I'm glad he's
though.
Watching movies. If I was taken, it sounds like that's the place I'd like to be taken to. Yeah. A harem for a billionaire, and I get to watch whatever movies I'm in.
We need to come up with some ideas to get him back.
Yeah, should we like call the police or something? Or is this, no, he didn't.
I don't think we need to involve the police yet.
He probably just wants to be left there.
He sounds happy.
Yeah.
He does. I mean, he saw his Netflix. Yeah. I guess if anybody has any ideas, they can call 513-409-GUYS and let us know what they think.
Yeah. Nice Guys was good, Michael. I agree.
I do agree. Nice Guys was good. So I guess we'll move on with the show, and we will go into our flick picks. Flick
picks! Ashley, it seems our third has been taken, so watch yourself tonight when you leave the movie theater.
So as we said, we recently saw Resident Evil,
Chapter. Hold on now, is that seven?
Six,
okay. Seven.
So for our flick picks this week, we can list some of top video game movies we enjoy. Most of them are bad, I will admit. Video game movies.
I actually should have looked this up when I was thinking about it. Do we know what the first one was?
The first video game movie?
Yeah.
I think it was Mario Brothers, wasn't it?
Was it? You mean Super Mario Brothers, in which it had nothing to do with Super Mario Brothers other than the names?
Do you have a top three?
I do. So I have a top three, and I have a worst three.
Ooh, you got the top and the worst. Well, it was hard
to look at the list and not think these all suck. So here's what I went with, top three. And don't get me wrong. I don't think these are great movies of the list. Best ones.
Well, basically, it's a video game movie, so they're not Oscar.
They're limited.
So I went with my number one is Warcraft. Saw it last year.
I loved it.
Not looking forward to see it, and it was awesome. I was like, Warcraft, this is good.
It was fun.
I'm gonna play a game now. It's good. I guess that should be the goal. I see your movie. Now I want to go play your game.
Ooh.
I didn't, but I just wanted to. Two, I went with Lara Croft's Tomb Raider.
That was a good one.
Just because I remember being pretty excited about it. I thought Angelina Jolie looked the part, and I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Whatever. And three, I went with Mortal Kombat. Doom, 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 doom. Horrible movie, however, I was so excited to see it when it came out. Like, I was like, I played that game on Sega Genesis every day for like years, and when it came out, I was like,
Which the director of Resident Evil, that was one of his first movies.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
And the circle is complete. He has gone downhill from Mortal Kombat, guys. Yeah. Spoiler alert on what I thought. And it had Christopher Lambert in it.
It did.
Yes. All right, and then my top three worst, Super Mario Brothers, because it was bad. Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme and Wing Commander.
Ooh, that one was really bad.
Freddie Prinze Jr., Matthew Lillard.
I don't know if you remember this, but when Wing Commander came out, the big thing was the Star Wars Episode I trailer was in front of it.
I did not remember that.
So I went to see that movie specifically to see the trailer.
Well,
in the
trailer. Oh, I did not know that. I remember seeing actually a trailer for Wing Commander and thinking, oh, it looks cool. I loved Matthew Lillard right behind like Scream and Hackers and all that. And Freddie Prinze, that was his hot time, man. It was his year.
It's true.
To shine. She's all that.
And it was funny how many people walked out after the trailer played.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well, there wasn't the internet then.
It was bad.
Well, I mean, there was, but it not as
at our
fingertips as it is now.
I had no internet.
I think we had this discussion.
I didn't have AOL. I didn't have AOL dial-up either. Never had it.
Wow.
All right, Ashley, let's hear yours.
So the best one, it kind of encompasses one and two. It's Silent Hill and Silent Hill Revelation.
Whoa, you saw Silent Hill Revelation?
I did. I loved it.
I loved it until the ending.
Well, I
the,
kind of...
The hug it out ending didn't do it for me.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is. It's just so creepy.
The first one, I loved
it's
the
so
first
creepy.
One.
Those now, little Bernie babies. And every time I go into a bathroom, I always am afraid of the handicap stall at the end that dude's in the back like...
don't make that noise.
I know.
What? Now, you did not realize it was a video game.
No, I did. Well, I did. I played the video game. Ooh. And it was terrifying.
The video game is absolutely terrifying. That and the first Doom I played on Sega Genesis, both of those were the scariest games I've ever played in my life. Scary.
Wow. So those are amazing.
So Silent Hill. Do you like scary movies?
I love scary
movies. Do you like scary movies, Sydney?
I do.
That was from Screen. Okay, yeah. So you know that's not my favorite genre of movie, then, don't you?
Yeah. But I love them.
But I did like Silent Hill. Was cool. All right. What else you got?
I also love Lara Croft.
Ooh.
And that guy in the movie, I always found it interesting that it was a real dad.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why I really like the movie. Is that a weird reason to like a movie?
Because it was a real dad?
Yeah.
Was Billy Bob Thornton in it, her real husband at the time?
No.
I always get the Lovecraft movies and the Nicolas Cage
National Treasure
movies.
Oh my mixed God, up National Treasure's like, amazing.
They're both like the same movie.
They came out around the same time, yeah, too, and they're very similar.
Except for Nicolas Cage is way better than her.
Wow, take that, Angelina Jay.
Yeah.
She was also in Hackers.
His face is hilarious.
Oh, I love Hackers.
And Raising Arizona, so.
Do you think he's still handsome now?
No.
Oh.
In no way has he ever been handsome. I just think his face is like hilarious.
Face Off. Yeah. What about when it was Nicolas Cage's body but John Travolta's face in Face Off? Did you like that?
No. Okay. Give me all Cage face all day.
Okay.
I like to cage people.
Now, did you like John Travolta's body with Nicolas Cage's face?
No. Give me all Nicolas Cage all day.
Okay.
All day.
Can you do an impersonation real quick?
No. I'm not good at impersonations.
Is there a Nicolas Cage quote?
I'm sure there's a lot.
Hold on. Put down the bunny. There you go. There it was.
That was a really close one. Okay, so my worst movies, Resident Evil.
No.
Hold on. Are you talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
I literally wrote here Resident Evil all.
All. Now, have you not seen bothered. 1, 2, 3, 4,
I've
5,
seen
or
1
6?
And 6, and I'm pretty sure I can conclude that the middle one sucked too.
No.
Yeah.
They're all good.
All right, we're not on Resident Evil yet.
number 2 is Prince of Persia.
Oh, with Jake G.
I hated it. I hated it.
Oh, but did you hate him?
Deep and burning passion, because why does he have a British accent?
Because he's from Persia.
But Persians don't have British accents.
This one does.
And he doesn't even have one in real life, so he had a really terrible British accent.
Yeah, that movie had so much potential and it failed.
Yes. Horribly it failed.
I feel like they tried to re-up
the potential with Assassin's Creed, because it seemed like a similar kind of like jump around
good.
The city.
It had Michael Fassbender in it.
It was not good.
That's just sad.
And that was another movie that I loved until the ending. The ending was like, meh.
I loved anytime they were in the past. Yeah, past. Yeah. Anytime they were in the present, I'm like, yeah, I don't care about what this is. I played Prince of Persia, and it was a fun game.
I never played it.
I only played a little bit of Tomb Raider because it was on the computer mostly, and I didn't. You played it on the computer. I'm not that nerdy.
And so then, I initially got confused when I was asked to make a list, because I was like, Lord of the Rings, I loved that game, but that wasn't a game first. I liked the game after the movie. And the book.
I'm pretty sure Tolkien played a game and then was like, let me write a story about these little hobbit creatures.
I don't know why I thought, let me look at all the movies that are games that I really like. But that's different. Anyway, so last movie that I hate, Mario Brothers. When I was in college, I watched that while I was drunk. The alligator man really freaked me out, skeezed me out super hard. I had to stop it.
I'm sorry. He's a Goomba.
All I know is he had an alligator face.
A Goomba.
And it literally sent me into...
I think you're missing a part of the story. It's they de-evolved back to... alligators where we were? Or dragons?
And then the dinosaurs, sorry. Was just stringy, whatever that was.
They de-evolved to dinosaurs.
I think I stopped watching it because it was terrifying.
Fun fact, did you know that the boots in Mario, like their boots that made them jump high or whatever, are the same boots used by Sylvester Stallone in Demolition Man when he's in the prison and they have like him magnet down to the... They just use the same costumes.
Save on budget.
Wow.
Boom. Hey, I found these boots. Here's my son. Oh, take the boots.
That wasn't too bad.
I'm good at my impressions.
Not too bad.
Can you do an impression of somebody? Somebody, Ashley? Anyone?
No. I don't do impressions, man.
Oh, man.
So trying to force me.
My list is probably a flip-flop from both of yours.
I love
you
Mario.
I love Resident Evil.
I love all the Resident Evil movies.
We'll get into six. Actually, do you just call it Resident Evil movie? You just have to watch it in
the Resident Evil saga.
It's the saga.
I love all those. I'm probably the same with Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat!
I've never seen that movie.
I really like the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Of course, I just watched it.
I just watched it again last year, and it's one of those, it's so bad it's good for me.
Oh, it's like puppies that are so ugly, they're cute.
That's right.
I just wish it had something to do with Mario.
It's true.
And in this world where they were like, no plumbers. Why? Why can't you have any plumbers? What happens when your toilets get clogged?
I saw a Dirty Jobs with where they find out what happens when you don't when you have a clogged toilet and it explodes.
He gets really angry when he's like, "What? They outlawed plumbers?"
Oh my god.
Tomb Raider's a good one. Another one I really enjoyed is the Doom movie.
Oh, I never saw it. The Rock is in it.
Terrible ones. I would put Prince of Persia definitely on that list.
Good.
Did you ever see the Double Dragon movie?
Oh my gosh.
So
that
bad.
That one's bad. I totally forgot about that one.
It had the guy from Only the Strong. Did you ever see Only the Strong? Banana way, banana way, banana. That they did this dance, Capoeira.
And it's had this in an episode.
Did I already talk about Capoeira?
You did.
Ah, dang it.
Old tricks, Justin.
I know. I love that. Anyways, you should listen to that one and hear my rant on Capoeira.
Probably the worst video game movie ever made, House of the Dead.
Oh, I didn't see it. I was considering
adding that one, but I hate those three.
I played that game in the arcade a lot, shooting the zombies.
And I forgot about that. The director, Uwe Boll, who did House of the Dead.
Ooh.
He also did Blood Rain, which is based off a video game,
so you
which
know
are terrible.
The thing is, I've always wanted to watch the Blood Rain movies, but on Netflix, they never have one. They have like two, three, like
that's
nine, however many.
You're not going to miss anything.
But I know, but I want to see them.
I've seen
like
one,
vampires.
Two, and three. I kept watching
I like
them.
Vampires. Same with Starship Troopers. They have one, they have three, and I think four, and I want to see two before I watch three and four. Because I loved some Starship Troopers.
And the first one's the only good one.
Fun fact, Troll 2 doesn't have a Troll 1. It's just Troll 2.
Really?
Yeah. I've tried to find Troll 1, and there's a troll, but it's not the same premise or any kind of story.
Well, there are two troll movies.
Yeah, but
the second
troll
movie
troll
has nothing at all to do with trolls.
Yeah,
they're not trolls, they're goblins.
Yeah. That green goo.
It's listed
they're not
as,
related, though.
It's listed as the best, worst movie ever made.
Yes.
There's a documentary. You should watch it. It's really good.
Have you ever seen Ernest Scared Stupid? There's goblins in that.
No.
And they're all in a town. And do you know what the name of the town is? Nilbog. And it's not until the end. They're in the car and they look in the rearview mirror and realize that Nilbog is goblin spelled backwards.
I think Troll 2 is the same way. I
no,
think it's
really?
In the same town.
Are they deterred by milk? Because in Ernest Scared Stupid, he squirts them with milk, and they hate milk.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen Troll 2.
Is that a meaning there?
And it's bad.
On to the show?
On to the show. Resident Evil, the final chapter.
R-E-F-C.
I have seen all five movies up to this point. My co-hosts this week have not.
I admit I was a little angry. Leaving this because it's Oscar season. There's Oscar movies I haven't seen, and here we are
watching Resident
Evil. And other theaters surrounding us, they're playing Oscar movies, and here I am watching Resident Evil, which I did play the video game, the first one. I remember playing a long time ago, and I watched the first movie and remember thinking, a long time ago. When was the first one? 2002?
Honestly, for the most part, the movies don't have a whole lot to do with the games. Like they
except
don't follow
for, like,
the games
it's a girl
much.
With guns.
Yeah, and they
well,
put it
the
in
first
Raccoon
the
City.
Storyline
they put it
did.
In a part of it in a in a mansion. But the whole hive below and like the Red Queen, that's all.
Yeah, I don't even remember any
Alice
of those
is a character made
here's
up.
Here's what
the
I do think did happen. I feel like I was missing some of the story because I didn't see two, three,
yeah,
four,
shocker.
Or five.
You mean the 5-minute flashback at the beginning?
Well, half of that wasn't a flashback. Half of it was some new material, and then they threw in like a montage of 6,000 images. I'm like, well, I guess some of those had something to do with the old ones.
Some of them did.
There was these giant beasts that had nothing to do with anything other than...
They flew?
They flew after
and tried
her.
To eat her?
And tried to eat her?
Well, the movie previous to that, Resident Evil Retribution, mm-hmm. which is part 5.
Do they all start with R's?
No. There is Resident Evil.
Final chapter doesn't start with R's.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Resident Evil Apocalypse.
I was thinking of Silent Hill Revelation.
Resident Evil Extinction. Then Resident Evil Afterlife. Resident Evil
There's
Retribution.
An afterlife?
Yes.
Does she go to the RE Afterlife?
No.
Is this heaven? No, it's your hell. I don't know. That seems like what would happen. So, okay. She, in the beginning of the movie, is just, does she have a purpose? Or is she just floating around?
Well.
And spoiler alert, she's not real, right? She's a clone?
She is a clone.
Has she been the same clone?
You find out that out in, I think, the third one.
Oh, she already knew she was a clone?
We knew this?
We knew she was a clone.
Did she know she was a clone?
Yes.
What? Oh. She looks so surprised.
She did look so surprised.
Wait.
She didn't want to believe
it. She thinks she's the original one and all the others are clones.
What?
Oh, so she met her other selves before?
Yes.
Oh,
so hold on. So,
and in the fourth one, she uses about 20 of her other selves to attack a facility. So.
What, she like gets them all on her side or she can control them?
I thought that she didn't know she was a clone.
I thought no one knew
that clones were even a thing until at that moment at the very end. Yeah. Like, what?
They knew clones were a thing.
We didn't know until then that the doctor guy was cloned multiple times.
Oh, and he's a character from other ones, right?
Yes.
She hates him.
She does hate him.
How about that room with like the frying lasers? Was that from another movie?
No, from the first one.
Oh, okay.
The one you saw.
So that was, I mean, I figured because they made a big deal about it, like, three times.
So why was the dirt on the walls, though?
Yeah, was that like ashes of dead people?
Yeah, did like the laser like clean the dirt off? That's what there's all those
lines. Yeah, that's what I was guessing. It was ashes of dead people.
Yeah.
This was 10 years after the original, so it's just been empty.
The laser chamber got dirty.
The Red Queen
didn't clean it up.
They didn't clone the janitor. So, damn it, guys. Plumbers.
Could they have, like, I don't know, turn on an air filter and, like, cleaned the air? So there's no human dust?
Yeah, underground.
And what do they do the whole time? That's the problem with some of these movies. I'm like, what do they do? Like, on an average day, what are they down there doing? Like,
do they have food down there?
I don't know.
Do the clones have to eat? What do they do for food in this world?
Half the bad guys were turned into people, right? Or turned into monsters, and then half of them were monsters already?
Well, okay.
This is why I feel like I missed out.
Yeah,
the T virus
that they talk about can mutate into, like, not just being a zombie, you can mutate into a creature. That's why some of them, the mouths would open up, like...
Whoa.
In the second one, which you missed... Since you didn't see the second one,
I tried.
They brought in a character from the video game Nemesis from the third video game.
Okay.
Who was a person from the first one that mutated into this giant, huge guy with a giant machine gun that was going after her.
Mm-hmm. So did the machine gun mutate out of him?
They gave it to him.
Oh, okay.
So what I couldn't figure out is who is the good guys or bad guys, other than we know she was a good guy. But then her old original self was a good guy too, right?
In the end, I think she was.
And then the little computer girl, was a good guy.
Yeah, they tried to play that off of the.
Oh yeah, she's the
scan
same as her as
scan the girl, and you're like, okay, she's gonna be like you figured that out 5 minutes into the movie. I'm sure you didn't.
I didn't.
the little girl was gonna be like old lady that you never saw.
No,
I did know that because. I thought that's the story they were telling in the beginning. Like, oh, this is the story of her when she was a little kid. Okay. So then I just assumed, like, oh, this must be her.
When they were at that big table and they were all talking, I could hear her voice and I could recognize that lisp of hers.
A harsh murder of her dad with the plastic bag.
Aggressive.
I was like, jeez, dude.
And they're like, go back to bed, little
girl. Go back to bed, little girl. They should have just killed her right then.
Yeah. Little did they know.
And so hold on, one more question, and then you can.
No, no. What ask was questions away. I've seen all of them. You have not.
What's their ultimate goal? These people, the thousands of cryogenically asleep people in the hive, I guess.
Purify the world.
Yeah, they're cleansing the world and kind of starting over.
And they thought they were the ones that could repopulate the world?
Yeah.
That was really crazy.
And the flying creatures you keep asking about, those were in the movie for about 2 seconds at the end of the fifth one. And then they throw it at the beginning. So that's the only time there.
Well, Hannah, when she released the antidote and all the infected people died, how come the flying creature didn't die?
Well, it's carried on the wind, remember?
It takes time.
It takes time.
It has to carry.
I'm sure the wind travels faster than she does, right?
You don't know. If the wind's going the other way and she went the opposite way of the wind.
Well, that sounds stupid of her.
Or it's called science.
Or if you had M. Night Shyamalan's wind, it would just travel around.
And the trees, everyone wants to kill themselves. I'm on a huge I love M. Night right now.
Yeah.
Oh, we know.
I sort of like love him.
Oh, we know.
Because he made Split and it's my fave move of all time.
But I love the director of this movie, Paul W.S. Anderson.
All right, besides Mortal Kombat, what else has he done? Which I did think it said Wes Anderson for some. It said W. Anderson, and I was like, "Oh no, this is a Wes Anderson film? Where's Luke Wilson at? I didn't see him. I see a beast."
Awkward.
He did Mortal Kombat, Event Horizon.
Wasn't too bad.
Soldier.
Ooh, was Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No, with Kurt Russell.
Oh yes, dude, I love Soldier, man.
It's a good movie.
Where they steps on the snake and everything. The snake, there's the green snakes to try to kill people, and he like doesn't kill it unless the boy killed himself. There's these green ribbon snakes, and he was tough. He was basically Snake Plissken, right?
Kind of. He didn't but talk. He was tough. Yeah, he didn't talk much. He was a trained soldier.
Yeah, and like, but he was with a like community of people.
Yes.
And
yes.
So there was these snakes that kill you, and there's a little baby, and instead of killing it for the baby, he gave the baby a shoe so the baby could kill it himself because the baby needed to learn to kill himself. And the mom was
but
all
not
appalled.
Kill himself.
Kill, like kill him. Himself.
Yeah, kill himself. And the mom was all like appalled, and they wanted to kick him out of the community, but then another snake attacked, and guess who killed it?
The baby.
The baby. Boom. Baby I killed. Loved Soldier, man.
And then he, jeez. Resident Evil, obviously.
No.
The Three Musketeers.
Which one? Which one?
The one with Mila Jovovich.
Oh, okay.
He and Mila Jovovich
did he do
are
Messenger?
Married.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Why didn't she change her name to Anderson?
Mila Anderson.
And he did Pompeii, which was terrible.
Terrible movie.
I
will agree with you on that one.
Did he do Messenger?
No, that was a Luc Besson movie.
What? Messenger was Luc Besson?
It was.
That's why it was so good. Favorite Mila Jovovich movie? Fifth Element ever.
Oh, the best one.
It is the best one. Ooh, think, Ashley shares my love.
I think you bring the Fifth Element and Watchmen in almost every episode.
Well, what? The Watchmen was good too.
Well, Watchmen's a great movie.
Oh, I agree with you.
This is why you're awesome. Boom, fist bump for those of you who couldn't see it.
We also have a shared love of Empire Records, so I feel like
that's right.
There's lots of commonalities, just not with Resident movie. Evil, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I like bad movies, and since I love the other five, this wasn't going to detour
you
me from that.
You were super excited walking in.
I was. So I can say you two did not enjoy it, but you've only seen the first one. And then the sixth one.
No, so it's probably our lack of narrative.
It is. It is. It was the lack of the other... The other four.
I mean, I did
in
feel
there.
A little lost, but I was like, "Oh, she's got a gun. She's fighting these creatures."
I could have told you though that. Can I give away spoilers? Is that okay?
Oh, go for
spoilers.
It. It's Resident
she ruined
Evil.
Resident Evil for me. She ruined it. I was going to see the sixth one. Now I'm not watching any of them. I was going to start with number one
and watch them all. No, from the moment that they introduced that doctor guy, I was like, "He's the bad guy. He's the mole."
Oh yeah.
So. We got two no's and one absolutely yes.
Oh God!
Absolutely,
absolutely. It's like when we did our Underworld. If you're already into the series, you're gonna enjoy.
I see. I would think I liked all the Underworlds.
I like Underworld much more than Resident Evil.
And I didn't hate the first one. And I guess I'm not into it because I haven't seen the five in between.
But if you've seen the other five,
right, I'm sure if you've
you
made
probably
the
will enjoy this
10-hour investment, you might as well go ahead and go for the last two.
10-hour investment.
I'm guessing.
Oh,
2 hours of movie? I don't know. All right.
And also this week, we're going to do an at-home review again.
Ashley,
what?
You didn't see it.
I didn't.
But you can chime in and say whatever you want.
All right.
We watched Hell or High Water, which
Hell
is an Oscar,
High Water.
An Oscar movie.
It is an Oscar nom, an O-nom, as some people say.
Starring Chris Pine
and
the other guy that always plays the same character in everything.
No, I love him. His name is, I know it. Ah.
Oh, Ben Foster.
Ben Foster.
I feel like he always plays like the same
character.
Did you
ever see Alpha Dog?
Oh, I loved Alpha Dog.
Yeah, you're right. He always plays the same type of character. Kind
Psycho?
Of like,
even in Warcraft, he was very similar. He was the sorcerer, the head sorcerer guy that turned evil.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was the magician, the good guys, but it became bad, right. There was another one recently. Yeah, you're right. He was always sort of psycho, really intense, always got like a vein popping out of his head.
And Jeff Bridges just plays another version of the dude.
The dude. Everything Jeff Bridges plays, whether it's Tron, whether it's that one where he's like a sorcerer in medieval times.
In this one, he was the dude as a Texas Ranger.
Yes, exactly. Have you seen Big Lebowski, right? The dude. There's one where he's supposed to be British and like an old like Knights Templar training wizard kid or something. And he still just talks like this.
He's still got the
try
same.
To be British. Yeah. Everyone else in the whole film is British and he's just gobbly beep beep beep. Like it's kind of a mix between the True Grit and
we just lost all our Jeff Bridges fans in our podcast.
Sorry. I like Jeff Bridges actually, but I just don't think he could be anything other than what he is.
Other than Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get him, you're like, "Eh, we don't want a good actor. We just want."
He's not a terrible
that's an aggressive
actor.
Statement.
Like he if this role
I would
in Hell
say
or High
he
Water,
was really good if he was really trying to be like this, but I don't think he was. I think it's just him being this. Can you say these lines however you'd say it? And he's like, "Row."
I think Hell or High Water it kind of fit his character perfectly.
No, it was good.
Fit him.
So, I loved the movie. You didn't love it.
I didn't love it.
I thought it was good. I was in the whole time. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't really know why they were doing it. I was excited to see, and I liked the pacing of it. Like, it didn't get... You were done with it, right? You got
after a while, I was like, just get to the point.
No, I was like, I felt like they did a great job of giving everyone emotion. So they rob banks.
Yeah.
But you get that they're not doing it to, you know, get a bunch of money. There's a purpose, but you don't really know the purpose.
Chris Pine is basically the good guy, and his brother is... not.
But they both
although according banks. To Jeff Bridges, he's not the good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so why do they rob banks?
So so basically Chris Pine, he has kids.
And their mother just recently passed away.
They haven't talked. Ben Foster's been in and out of prison. He's kind of like
are
the
they brothers?
One. Yeah, they're brothers.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like the bad one. And the movie starts off with him robbing banks, and you get that through over the course of the movie, you get that Ben Foster has always been like a crappy brother, and Chris Pine's always stayed at home with the mom.
It's Pine.
Prine.
Pine.
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 It's hard for him to say Chris Pine together.
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. Pine.
I'll take a Chris Pine, please.
Can I have one of those Prines, please, with a little cocktail sauce?
I call those Chris Pines. So Ben Foster is being like the good sort of like redneck brother who's just like, I love you, boy. I love you, bro. I've always been here for you. I'll do it. You know, you ask me to rob a bank, I'll rob a bank. And so there's Rob Banks. I think he wants to give it to his kids. You know, he's kind of realized he's not great. He's like a crappy father, crappy husband.
There was money owed on the property that he wanted to get to pay it off so his kids could have it.
But it's like modern day. Texas, and what you really do get out of this movie is how if the movie is even a fraction of real Midland Texas life, conceal and carry is freaking crazy. People are just pulling out everyone's got a gun. It's Texas, and they is whipping
during
out
the
shooting
whole,
someone
during the whole chase scene where they chase them down the highway. It's not going to give a whole lot away, but when they're conceal and carry and all the guys in the trucks pull up and start shooting at him, and then they take off and chase him for like miles.
Yeah.
And then he stops and pulls out a gun. I was like, what is going on?
What? And
all
like,
of a sudden,
they're
trying to turn it into like Heat.
Well, you get like people in Texas have guns, and they're not afraid to like just, I'll start shooting. Like, there's one scene is they make the Point Break error, like mistake where like, hey, this is how we always rob banks, but they're like, we're going to do this one. And it's a little different than our normal MO. And of course, that's the one that screws them up.
Yeah.
So there's a girl inside the bank because usually they go in the morning before they open. So there's not a lot of people there, just the workers. But in this one, they went in the afternoon. There was a lot of people. And so there's a girl on the floor and she texts, Dad, I'm in the bank. You know, come save me. But
and every
get,
one
like,
of these
this is like this is Texas life.
Yeah, and every one of these Texans will tell the Texas Ranger, being like, "I'll get him. I'll go do this." And he's like, "You're going to be in big trouble if you do that." Like,
and do they really wear that many 10-gallon hats in Texas?
I'm pretty
I think
sure
so,
they
yeah.
do.
Still, yeah. It's like I don't think it's a practical hat.
It's not. Well, unless you got the Texas sun beating on your neck.
Yeah,
I guess I could have the Texas that? Sun beating on my neck. Anyways, I liked it. It was good. If you like C. Pine and B. Foster, no, there
and
was.
I could say with him, no matter how much you try to make him look grizzly and dirty, he's still a pretty boy.
Because that's the deal.
Chris Pine?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, he is like greasy. He's greasy. And supposed to be like white trash, but the whole time I'm like, oh, I take that.
But he
that
still
look.
Has those.
I take that look right now because you look awesome.
But I liked it. I didn't love it. There were parts of it that were really good, like the first bank robbery and just the pacing of it at the beginning, but eventually it just kind of ran its course for me.
Brilliant idea. As soon as they robbed these banks, they didn't take anything over 20s. They just wanted 20s and under so they couldn't trace them. They would get a stack of cash and go straight to the casino and just not gamble it, but they would cash it in for chips, hang out for a while, and then go cash their chips in and get new money.
Oh, that's genius.
It is genius. And they get a check. They didn't even get cash for it.
I just want one last thought. Like I said, I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great. But I definitely wouldn't have put it on an Oscar list.
Yeah. You know, I have a criteria for my Oscar list. I want them to make me cry or feel depressed. Like, I want to feel something. And at the end, I was like, oh.
That's really sad. That,
it is.
I just want to feel something.
A good movie really made, like, Hotel Rwanda, I like dry heaved. I was like, Milk. Remember, I'm like, Milk. Like,
oh,
these
yeah,
movies, you
Milk.
Walk away like, oh, there's something wrong with the world. Because I feel like good art, whether it's visual, whether it's paintings, whether it's movies, they're unveiling something about the world. That's what an artist does. There's a story in the world I want to tell you, and I'm going to unveil you because you think it's this, but I'm going to show you what it really is. And I feel like that's what Oscar picks usually do. This was more like, well, yeah, we all hate banks.
So would you recommend watching it?
I would recommend watching it. I got it from the Redbox today.
I would recommend wait till streaming.
What are you watching? What are you streaming right now? What are you Netflixing or Amazoning?
It's a TV show.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's whatever it is.
Girls in Revolt.
Oh, it's good.
I've never heard of this.
It's good.
I just watched the first episode, and I'm in love.
It is based on a true events of the 70s.
I think so.
When girls couldn't be reporters. They could only be
researchers.
And it's these women who sue a major news company.
Yeah.
And it's actually really good. It's canceled. So
really?
There's one season, and the network did not pick it back up.
That's so
Kristen's
sad.
Super upset because she liked it. But I haven't heard anyone. I've heard at least four or five people, and no one has not liked it. They all really
it's
like
so
it.
It's so good.
It is really good.
Series of unfortunate events.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Terrible.
Oh, I liked it.
I hated the books. I hated the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow. You hated all of it.
I've watched four episodes, and I just...
Between this and Harry Potter,
it.
I don't know if we can have her back on.
I think your thing is children. I think you hate children.
Maybe I hate children.
I think that's
I
it.
Think it's true.
Everything you've said so far had no children in it and you liked.
Wait, no, I liked Miss Peregrine's Home for the...
those are freak children.
I like the freak children. X-Men,
you like the movie?
X-Men.
I hate
they
that
have freak
movie.
Children. I like them.
No,
I hate that movie.
Miss Peregrine, the movie or the book?
The book. The
no,
movie
the book
was
is
terrible.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, the book's good.
Yeah,
yeah
no, the movie's
sucked.
Terrible.
I agree.
Glad you agree.
What am I currently streaming? I am having a very hard time finishing this Westworld.
And it doesn't have to be streaming. Just something you can get at home if you can get it. The Redbox?
So I did go and recently rewatch Unbreakable and started my son watching Unbreakable, my oldest son. And it's amazing. And you get to the scene. You've seen it. Spoiler alert for Split. You get to the scene and you can tell that's that guy. You're
yeah.
Like, what?
It, totally. You're like, this is where Kevin should have been.
Yeah.
Oh, have you watched, what is that, 3%, the Portuguese TV
no, I've
show?
Heard it's good.
Oh my nope. gosh, it's crazy.
I've heard it's really good.
It's so crazy.
It's subtitled, right?
Yeah.
I found a podcast, and it's only three episodes of a larger podcast, but it's called Hardcore Game of Thrones. And it is a guy
Hardcore.
Who does, he's kind of making fun, a parody of Hardcore History, but he takes a very convoluted story of Game of Thrones, the history of Game of Thrones, before you get to current day Westerosi, and he tells you the history, and it's in a very fascinating and entertaining way, and I've been sort of addicted to it. I like it. Hardcore Game of Thrones on the Earwolf Network. Brad, what are you at home in?
Well, I think my at home recommendation will be one that I watched again this week that I
Resident
forgotten
Evil.
About. No. I watched that last week. 30 Days of Night. I watched it this
oh my
week.
Gosh.
I love that 30, movie so
what
much.
What is 30 Days of Night?
I love it.
What?
It's so good. It's with Josh Hartnett.
What?
Yeah, Josh Hartnett. It's a vampire movie.
And it's 30 Days of Night in Alaska. Alaska, right?
Yep.
What? This
yep.
sounds
yeah.
awesome. Yeah. Where did you see it
30
at?
30 Days of Vampires.
It's based on a graphic novel.
Is it on the Netflix?
Super good. It might be a little scary for you.
I watched it on the
I like vampires. Vampires aren't scary, they're real.
But these are like real scary vampires.
Oh, yeah.
They're not like Twilight vampires.
Way scary vampires.
I'm looking it up now.
It is excellent.
It's fantastic.
But that would be my recommendation for the week. I just watched it this week. Forgot how good it was. I did not stream it. I own it on iTunes.
Okay,
so
based
it.
On the picture, I probably would have never clicked on it because that yeah. looks
yes.
terrifying.
Yeah, that is the movie.
Is not.
It
on
is
Amazon.
Awesome. Next episode, I think we're gonna have a week off and then come back with our awards season episode. But as always, thanks for listening to the Cinema Guys, and thank you, Ashley.
The Cinemaiden.
Cinemaiden.
Yay!
Thanks for coming on the show. Cinnamon. Please let us know how we can help Michael. We don't know where he is. And maybe sometime we will see you at the movies.